Yeah.
Yeah, hey Miles, how's it going?
Good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good here, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm great, I think I'm just good.
You're good. You're well this week. You usually have complaints that you are sick or tired or both, but
I'm not really sick and I'm not really tired.
Okay. That's always a good, way to
So it's
open the
good
show.
sign.
That's
It's the
good.
end of the summer, you know. I took down the pool today, so you don't have a joke for me taking down the pool? I assume that you would. That's why I set it up.
I just imagine you
His pool is a Ziploc and some distilled water. That's
I
his
don't think
kid's pool.
there'll be much water to take out because I could picture you displacing a lot of
Oh,
water
see,
as
there you
you're
go. That's what I was
getting
like.
into the pool, I guess.
It's a kiddie pool with a teaspoon of water. That's all he needs. Because he
Yeah.
displaces so much.
Not especially this little
Bob, I
dinky
think
pool.
your swimsuit consists of a tarp.
A tent and awning made a swimsuit out of there.
You mean like that? Is that what you
Yeah,
wanted?
I was hope I figured you'd I'd set you up for that, and then you could
You've
mess around with it.
got like this humongous yard. Like you could put like a nice trailer park in your yard. It's so big, but I picture you having like this little dinky pool
We
or this
do. It's a
little.
small pool, yes.
I'm spending $25, and that's all I'm
That's
spending on this
all I'm
pool.
spending on the pool.
And you can kiss my ass if you don't like $25. So.
No, it's one of those. It was one of
I know
those.
you spent like $250.
No, I don't. I didn't. But it's one of those where you blow up the ring and then it's like you put the water in and it raises up. It's like
Yeah.
3 foot or something like that.
So you spent $25.
It's a
Okay, yeah, I
portable
get it.
pool, yes. It's
Yeah,
not a
you spent
permanent pool.
$25. I got it. Okay. I
So,
got it.
the kids like it, whatever.
I price those things because I can't afford a $25 pool.
Oh,
So if I'm,
okay.
I'm jealous of you, okay, because I don't have a pool. So.
So the kids like this. They're getting a little too big. We're really gonna have to like move out of that. You know what I mean? So,
You're like I'm like Ferris Bueller and you're Cameron, you know. You have the piece
Cameron
of shit
was
car, but I
on.
don't even have a car, so I
That's
have to,
right.
you
You don't
know.
have a car.
Yeah. God,
My
that's
mom's in
sad.
Decatur today.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, what's going on?
I studied psychology for about a year.
Yeah, I have.
And.
I also have what would be almost a minor in psychology. Yes.
Actually, I have a minor in psychology, now that I think about it.
I know you. I think you actually have a real minor in psychology, right?
Actually do, yes.
I
I
think
do.
I was shy by like a class to getting a
And I
minor.
never mention this to people, just because it means nothing, really.
Right, because a minor in psychology is about as
Nothing.
minor as you can get.
Yeah,
Hell,
it's
a
pretty small.
bachelor's in psychology is about as
Is
minor
I
as you
Yeah, I found out
can
the hard way, believe. I don't want to go into
get.
that.
Yeah. Woo.
But I think people pick up on that because they want to open up to me.
You got a what? A bachelor's in psychology? Please.
Let me tell you something.
Please, cracker. Please.
Please. I don't like people like to open up to me for no good reason. Okay,
Because
so.
you're like doughy. You look like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I could tell him anything, eh?
That man's got no neck and he's doughy. I think I'd tell him about my penile problems. He can't be harmful. He's too goddamn doughy.
Yeah, so this week's episode of TMI Theater.
Kevin James makes him look. He makes Kevin James look like Charles Atlas. So he can roll around. He doesn't even need to use his legs. He's so doughy.
Kevin James.
Paul Blart is a prime specimen compared to this man. Looks like John Holmes next to this man with his mustache.
There's
psychology, yeah. So people open up to you or something?
Yeah, and it's always like way too much more than I want to know. You know, it's always, you know, something bizarre.
And these aren't people you know, like your parents or anything, right?
No, no, these aren't people I know. I know them a little bit, you know, and so they feel like they can open up to me, you know, for some reason. So now this week's installment is a little old lady, an 80-year-old lady.
Did I ever mention I was raped once?
You're getting close.
You look very harmless. I don't think you'd ever hurt me. I don't think you'd even get an erection, to be honest with you.
You can't see your penis beyond your belly, I don't think. But anyway, you got the dinky-doo here. Your belly stick out farther than your dinky-doo. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But, no, so at work, like, there's this retired couple, if you will, that like to visit with, you know, one of the bosses there. They come in and they like to, like, shoot. Hey! And always, like, they, I don't know, they kind of go in the back, you know, office and bullshit for a while, you know. And for some reason, it was like, well, just the men are going to talk, so we're going to leave the wife out here, you know, with Miles.
Boo, boo, boo. Somehow I think this guy's like Bing Crosby. Hey.
Hey, Miles.
Hey, Miles. I'm going here to see the boss. How about if I leave the old hag out here with you, my friend? How about if I leave the dry hole out here with you?
Yeah. So lucky me. I'm trying to, you know, work and, you know,
hey, brother.
Chit-chat a little bit.
Yeah.
And the two subjects you never talk about, religion and politics, right?
Sure, yeah. That's,
we start talking about politics. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we go through the current administration, and we're kind of working our way backwards, you know, through the administration.
I remember when McGovern ran.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't quite that bad, but we...
I had an affair with FDR?
Well, you're getting close. Yeah, we're getting, we stopped on Clinton. We got on Clinton. Like, oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. Now it's like...
I thought Sammy Davis Jr. was the first black president.
Yeah. Now we're talking about the Lewinsky thing.
Oh, boy, one of your favorite subjects.
Yeah, but not with an 80-year-old woman, though, okay?
I would have blew him. That's what she said. Yeah. I would have stuck that cigar in places I don't even have currently.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you know.
That man had sex! He had sex!
I'm like, all right, yeah, I gotta go. I gotta count.
Ring,
nickels.
Ring, ring, hello.
Hey, my mom's calling. Hold on, man. What the definition of sex is? I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, I don't want. Where a man takes his penis. And shoot it into a hole and make semen.
Oh, my God.
And sex, Miles.
So how would you feel? Okay.
She did not say that.
Yes, I will.
She didn't
will
say
swear
semen.
Swear on your kid's eyes she said this, yes.
She didn't say semen.
Yes, yes, yes.
He ejaculates.
Man jam.
No, you have to say baby gravy because that's your favorite
baby
line.
Baby gravy. When Clinton makes a baby gravy on that lady's blue dress. Oh, baby. Oh, hey, baby.
Did you say something along the lines of, I don't think that's what he was shooting for?
Oh, man.
Really? She said this.
Why me? Why?
Did she say, like, she wasn't, like, saying, she said any hole.
Yeah.
Right, any orifice, right?
Yep.
She said it's any orifice, not just like one orifice.
She just said a hole, okay?
A hole.
Like a Kleenex box, that's sex, okay?
It's okay. Have sex with yourself, gotcha.
I don't, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know. I didn't ask you really for a definition. I gotta go home. I have diarrhea. I gotta go home. I don't feel comfortable anymore. I just don't.
Did she take her teeth out at that point or anything like that?
Wow, this is how Lewinsky was, daughter.
I'm lonely.
Here, hold the back of my head.
You remind me of a fat Bill Clinton.
Well, let me tell you something, Grandma.
She didn't say that, did she?
No, they didn't. Luckily, the husband came out and all was done.
Hey, Martha.
Hey, see, you and Miles is getting together.
You're hitting it off. You got your teeth out. I see, yeah.
I was just telling Miles about the rusty trombone. The dirty Sanchez. Remember that, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what about a donkey punch? You like a donkey punch, Miles?
Oh, my goodness.
My husband will give it to you.
No, it's okay. I got to go. I didn't pick him
up. I got some paperwork to complete or something.
I think there's a donut calling my name somewhere.
Casey's. I got to call into Casey's delivery.
I got to go. I got to. I don't feel good. I really don't feel good. I don't.
Really?
I don't want
to. So did you keep talking after that, or is that the
no,
end of the conversation?
No, it ended. Thankfully, it was done. The guy came out. We got to play some golf there. Come on.
Oh, how about some orange juice, Miles?
Straight from Florida. Hey.
Hey,
uncomfortable. Completely uncomfortable.
Okay,
yeah,
gotta go. Talk to you next week.
Next week, we're going to talk about Wilt Chamberlain.
Did I tell you about the time I was in a donkey show?
We're going to talk about John Holmes next week, all right?
Can we talk about Goatsy?
About what? What?
Nothing.
Goatsy, what?
Goatsy. Go ahead and look it up on the internet.
I don't want to. Yeah, this is probably another Philip Seymour Hoffman movie or something.
Oh, no.
There's a movie where it calls up teenage girls and waxes. Man, it's a good movie.
Called Happiness. Happiness.
Happiness. Bob Lamont liked it. Give it 2 thumbs up. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, really uncomfortable. Super, super uncomfortable. Yeah.
You ever heard of the internet, Miles?
It's dirty.
I'm on there.
Every old person hates the internet. You notice that?
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
Dirty pictures.
I'm on it.
My dad, we had a flip book. We liked it.
We liked it.
That was our pornography. Now you can get it on the internet.
She's on geriatric tube, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I don't. I don't even want to know. I don't. I learned way too much, Way too much.
So, what was your, did you have any responses to any of this, or what? Totally dumbfounded, or what?
I took a shower like that girl in Silkwood, man. I took a shower.
Did she shake your hand or anything? You didn't notice like a big splotch on her shirt or anything, did you?
I like you, Miles. I'll tell you that right now.
Didn't notice any like big messy stains anywhere around her.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Top of her dress coat or something.
The gangbang of 32.
No, I don't want to. No, I don't know.
In my day, I had the whole Rose Bowl team.
We had
both sides.
You had sex with your clothes on in the alley and nobody knew about it.
And you liked it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so
I was a flapper. You know why they call the flapper?
I don't. You know, I got a meat galore waiting for me in the back here.
A gobble wobbler.
A gobble wobbler, yeah. You know how I got so many textbooks, Miles?
I don't want to know.
Very nice. So when are you going to see Blue Delilah or whatever her name is?
I hopefully never again.
I think she's got a whole treasure trove of JFK stories to talk to you about.
Oh, they're talking about that sneaky backdoor JFK, if you know what I mean. Oh, boy.
Oh, nice. Very
nice.
Yeah.
You have an interesting job there, Miles.
Yeah, I know.
See a lot of interesting people.
Yeah, I do meet a lot of fun people.